This is Barry Alden. Properly, I'm known as Robert Brian Armstrong. I was born that way. I have written a number of war poems going back into the 60s. I spent a lot of time with Smokey Smith in Vancouver. He was a member of the 179 Legion at 6th and Commercial, and my brother was the shuffleboard champion, Harold Armstrong, who won the longboards from the States in the first shuffleboard tourneys. So I spent a lot of time with veterans. When I quit school at 12, ran away from home, the veterans raised me. These were all Second War vets that came back and were in the logging camps in the Parks Board in Vancouver. Some of them had their pick of jobs when they came back from the Second World War. They were my bosses. They raised me how to hunt and fish and own firearms responsibly. And everything with the outdoors, they taught me. So I have written this poem, remembering someone else's land, because of the stories they told me. Teddy Garrison, who was a skate shop shartner at Kerrisdale Arena, where I worked as an ice maker, gave me stories of the First World War. He was gassed in Ypres. He signed up in 1913 at the Little Mountain Barracks and was a signaler at Ypres. And he had a heck of a breathing problem all his life. He was a hell of a guy. These people prevailed on me in my mentality to do the right thing. So I'm remembering someone else's land, an ode to the Second World War Allied Infantry Divisions. Most of them were in the infantry. We were asked to fight for freedom in someone else's land. And so we fought and freed them, and they shook us by the hand and told us we were wonderful and everything was grand. So much for gallant Spartacus and all his loyal men. For you and I were Spartacus, and so were all our friends. We found no joy in dying, or in seeing others dead, or in feeling shrapnel bouncing off the helmets on our heads. And when we marched quite well. And when it rained pell-mell. And when we fought through hell. But now there's peace, though troubled, in someone else's land, and we are here, back home again, and everything is grand. So some of us sit in our clubs and little pubs and joke and laugh and drink, but in the midst of all this fun, do we sometimes stop to think of another time in another place when we all laughed and drank, when home was very far away, and our future just a blank? For all that mattered was the here and now, and those shells from a distant tank. And when we marched quite well. And when it rained pell-mell. And when we fought through hell. But now, there's only me, and maybe another precious shoe, who can really remember what we went through. Though we won't too often tell the story of all the guys who marched and fought and fell so far away on a rainy day in someone else's land.